With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The legendary City Lights Bookstore in San Francisco is still a fixture after 37 years. City Lights was co-founded by poet and novelist Lawrence Ferlinghetti as the nation's first paperback store in 1953.
My original partner, who had the brilliant idea of starting the first paperback bookstore in the United States, was Peter Martin, who was the son of Carlo Tresca, the famous Italian anarchist who was assassinated on the streets of New York.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti says paperbacks weren't considered real books back in the 50s, but the form proved to be hospitable to the poets of the Beat Generation who flocked to City Lights.
The idea was to support a little magazine called City Lights that Pete had and pay the rent for the little magazine by opening this little one-room pocket bookstore, and we couldn't get the door closed from the minute we opened.
City Lights' publishing arm printed the early Beat poets, including Allen Ginsberg's famous poem, Howl.
I often wondered why more bookstores don't publish books. I know some do it very rarely.
While Lawrence Ferlinghetti's name will always be linked to the Beats, he himself was not one of them.
When they were around New York and Times Square, I was living in a French family in Paris working on a French doctorate. I didn't get to know any of them until I came to San Francisco. A bookstore naturally is a magnet for poets.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti's most famous book of poetry, A Coney Island of the Mind, has sold close to 1 million copies. Ferlinghetti's most recent novel is called Love in the Days of Rage, a love story set in the smoke of the 1968 student rebellion in Paris. Now an Obelisk Dutton paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Poet and novelist Lawrence Ferlinghetti, owner of the famed City Lights Bookstore in San Francisco, was prosecuted as a pornographer in 1956. The reason? His small press published Allen Ginsberg's legendary poem, Howl.
We were exonerated by a judge who handed down the precedent that stood ever since, the principle being that you can't judge something obscene if it has the slightest redeeming social significance.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti says that most small publishers in the 1950s didn't have the resources to defend themselves from the censors.
Luckily, we had what Bush considers infamous. The American Civil Liberties Union defended us.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti, whose most recent novel is Love in the Days of Rage, was born in Yonkers, New York, and educated at Columbia. After earning a PhD at the Sorbonne in Paris, he began to wonder where he might settle.
One of my French buddies said, well, you drink a lot of wine. San Francisco is the only real wine-drinking, wine-growing region in the United States. Why don't you go there? So I did.
In San Francisco, Ferlinghetti co-founded the City Lights Bookstore and began a longtime association with the writers of the Beat Generation, many of whom proved to be self-destructive.
The ones that died, like Kerouac, certainly self-destructed. Jack drank too much. Too bad he drank too much. He'd be around today to enjoy his fame.
But Ferlinghetti says other Beat writers such as Allen Ginsberg and William Burroughs are lessons in survival. Lawrence Ferlinghetti is the author of Love in the Days of Rage, a novel which explores the relationship between two people during the French student rebellion in 1968. An Obelisk Dutton paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.